Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Fianna Fáil has published a bill today which aims to tackle the issue of wasted renewable energy by ensuring it's diverted to assist those most in need. Here to discuss this further, we're joined by Christopher O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on the environment, and also by Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats, who's also spokesperson for that party on the environment. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Christopher, can you explain to us what's the idea behind this and how would it work?
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. Very simply, look, the legislation is pretty simple. It's just to compel the Minister for the Environment to produce a strategy and a policy that will deal with this waste that's been dumped. The benefits are twofold. First of all, you reduce emissions because you're replacing fossil fuel and gas-produced energy with wind energy. On the other hand, then the other benefit in that by diverting this excess energy or this dumped energy to households, then you're actually reducing their costs. The way it works, and I suppose we have to identify the issue first, and the issue is that there's huge amounts of energy being dumped. So I'll give you a perfect example. Last Friday, I was down here in Clonakilty in lovely West Cork, and the wind was howling, and there was large, vast amounts of wind energy being produced. Air Grid, according to Air Grid figures, during that period, the demand on the grid was about 6,000 megawatts, okay? Mm. And here's the kind of astonishing fact, is that during that same period, almost the same amount of energy was dumped. Essentially, Air Grid earth this, or they just essentially dump it. So we're saying that shouldn't be happening.
And why is that happening?
Yeah, so the technical reason for that is how the grid works. Okay, so for example, during the day, if you have a lot of wind, a lot of electricity being produced, it goes to the grid, and then you imagine the other side of the grid is the user. So your hospitals, your houses, and your shops, and your industry. When that's kind of fairly evenly balanced, in other words, when the amount of demand meets the amount of energy produced, all is hunky-dory, it goes well, and they don't dump the energy. What the grid doesn't like is instability. So, for example, at nighttime, when you see a significant drop in demand, but the wind is howling, so you've got a lot of energy being produced, the grid doesn't like it. It's like, I suppose, the biggest example I can give, if you can imagine a hose, and if you were forcing water into a hose, and you put your finger on the end of the hose, it's going to explode. It doesn't like it. So what they do, they take the easiest route. They take the easiest option and they just dump that energy. We're saying that shouldn't be happening. We're saying we should follow the example of, for example, many years ago in France, when they identified there was a food waste problem, they said, okay, we need to stop this. We essentially need to make it illegal to dump food, or we need to at least come up with a policy to reduce food waste. We're saying that we can do that.
Avoided if the grid is upgraded. That's what you're saying.
The grid upgrading the grid helps, but it actually doesn't solve the problem, because when you have twice the amount of energy being produced that is being used on the demand side, the grid still has a problem. Even an upgraded modern grid, you're still going to have that problem. So it doesn't fully solve the problem. We're saying that why not use that energy that's being produced, because you're obviously reducing emissions as well. And the way to do that is kind of set up this virtual battery or storage. So a perfect example would be people's hot water tanks. So if you heat people's water at night, when the energy is being produced, you turn on the tanks at night virtually, and that water is heated, and therefore you have your hot water in the morning. I have this habit in the morning. I get up in the morning, you turn on the immersion, you leave it go on for an hour. And the other point about that is when you do it in the morning, you're competing with demand, peak demand for electricity. Doing it this way, you're doing it at night and you're keeping that balance in the grid. It could be done other ways, Sarah. You could use it to store or to charge batteries, and then that battery power could be used later in the day by the user. You could use it to power storage heaters at night. You could use it to power heat pumps at night. So the point is that this has been dumped. I mean, you're talking about vast quantities. That last Friday I gave the example, you're talking about 2.25 million worth of energy was dumped.
Yeah, awful
we need
waste.
To use that, and this is what this bill proposes.
Okay,
and also,
Jennifer, what
it's
do you
a benefit
think of this?
To the householder.
Good evening, Sarah and Chris. Look, no one wants to see energy wasted. Like, it is, it's unacceptable to see this level of wastage. And I think particularly when we have so many people, over 500,000 households in Ireland are suffering from energy poverty. I suppose I'm sort of scratching my head here as to why we would need legislation to do this, because, this is already happening. It's something that, you know, the Energy Cloud is an organisation, and it actually facilitates this at the moment. And indeed, the Fianna Fáil Minister for Housing in 2021 started a pilot project with Clúid Housing for this exact initiative. And there's something like 80,000 households are already registered to get, you know, this otherwise wasted energy. So I don't think we need legislation to do it. I think what it needs is political will. And I suppose it's just unfortunate that we're like literally a couple of weeks out from when we all expect an election to be called, and we have, you know, a government when the coalition members calling for this. I think this is something that should have happened. It should have happened, you know, years ago. And I think it was a missed opportunity that it wasn't enveloped, I suppose, in each of the government's policies on this. But look, I mean, it is something that it would be good to see.
Of the idea. Yeah, I just want to put some of those points to Christopher. And Christopher, firstly, why does it need legislation?
The legislation is very simply to focus the minds and to compel the minister. So let's say, for example, that this legislation was passed in the coming weeks. I doubt if that would be the case, as it's a private member's legislation between myself and Deputy Paul McAuliffe. But let's say it was passed. The idea was that it would put a limit on the minister to compel him to come up with a strategy or a policy. Jennifer's right. You know, you can also do this through political will, but legislation very much is a way of focusing the mind, bringing attention to the issue that the fact that there is so much energy being dumped. I mean, you're talking about 1.9.
Is there a big question to answer here then for this government, for your government, your party's government, that this hasn't been done? If all it would take is, not all, but if it would take political will, clearly the political will hasn't been there. We're all paying big extortionate energy bills and being handed back our own money and energy credits while we're wasting thousands and thousands and thousands of euro, or way more than that by the sounds of it, of energy every day.
Yeah, we can focus on why it hasn't been done, or we can focus on future and trying to get it done. I mean, it's that old adage, the best time to plant the tree was 100 years ago.
Well, no, Yeah, just to explain the reason for the question, because we're coming up to an election and you guys have been in government for the last 5 years, and now you say, well, you know, it's time to focus the minds and fix this. So in order to question, I suppose, the political will of you guys focusing the minds and fixing it in the next term, if you do get in, we do have to look back to the past and say, well, why didn't you do in the last 5 years?
Well, we have, as a government, we have tried to address the issue of energy poverty and address the issue of energy efficiency. I mean, we've introduced retrofitting grants, and in 2023, there were 67,400 retrofitting grants approved. So that's one way. We have ring-fenced the carbon tax for fuel alone. So that's a way of addressing the lower income householders. So it's not that we've sat back and done nothing on this. This very much is a new concept, certainly to myself and Paul McAuliffe, who are introducing the bill. It's something that we've learned about over the last number of months. And we've decided that the time, you know, instead of sitting back and waiting, the time is right to introduce a bill, that will compel the minister to come forward with a strategy or a policy and deal with this, because it is doable. Like, fair enough. Of course, it should have been done 5-6 years ago.
I think it is something that the government needs to do, right? So it hasn't done it to date, certainly not to the extent that we need it. So, you know, obviously we would want the next government to do that. I would also say, though, in relation to energy poverty, because it is a huge problem, you know, there was a recent opportunity for the government to actually tackle energy poverty and people at risk of poverty really solidly during that budget, and they missed that opportunity. There was 11 NGOs asked the government not to have universal energy credits given, but to actually target those credits towards those at risk of energy poverty, and the government did not do that. And actually the energy budget, or the budget, was determined by the ESRI not to, you know, it will not pull anyone out
people
of poverty
like them,
based
you know,
on
Jennifer,
the measures.
They do like them.
They do, and everybody likes getting some money into their bank account or into their, you know, ESB bill. But I mean, what I would say is we do have limited resources, and in a time of limited resources, you need to target it towards people who need it most. And we've, like, this government over the last few years has actually deposited 100 million euros of energy credits into the ESB meters of holiday homes. So, you know, look, I would strongly argue that those holiday homes need those energy credits. And what I would have liked, and what the Social Democrats would have liked, is actually that 100 million instead went to to support people at risk of energy poverty to make their homes more resilient to energy price shocks and actually install solar panels on them. You know, 1.3 million rooftops in Ireland are suitable for solar panels. It would reduce your energy usage by 40%. And if the government had extended the Warmer Home Scheme to include solar panels, you know, within that scheme, I think that would have been a really, really positive thing for them to do. That would have achieved a better betterment for people who are at risk of energy poverty.
Absolutely. And Jennifer would know this, that I would love to see an increased rollout of solar. And we are seeing a much greater uptake of solar. Solar is cheaper. It's a cheaper form of renewable energy.
That instead of, you know, money down the drain or into the electricity meter, however you want to put it, in energy credits. Well, the one-off payments to people who don't need them, instead of doing that, how about you spend that on the Warmer Home Scheme?
But as you said yourself, it's not just a case of people like these energy credits. These energy credits are very important to a lot of people. And if you talk about targeting, I mean, we, as part of this budget as well, we're introducing a 300 euro lump sum for those on fuel allowance. So there is targeting as well, along with this energy credit, which you're right, it is across the board.
It's universal, actually, instead of targeting.
It is universal. But if you bring it back to this bill, this legislation or this idea of targeting or of diverting this waste energy to households, this is exactly your point, that it would first and foremost go to those low-income households. And that can be done. The mechanisms are there. It's quite easy to set up a mechanism whereby this excess energy that's produced at night when there's low demand, it goes to those low-energy households to heat their water tanks, to heat their storage heaters and their heat pumps, whatever they have in place. And you're significantly reducing...
How easy is it to set up?
It's working already. Jennifer alluded to Energy Cloud, or they have done it with Clwyd Housing. So it's not difficult. The mechanisms are there. It is possible. It's all about cooperation.
I can't really get my head around this. Like, given we've had the last couple of years of, you know, a real energy crisis and people really, particularly people on lower incomes, really, really struggling to pay their bills. And we've all this renewable energy. And you're telling me we're wasting energy that we can't manage on the grid, and that there's actually a really easy solution here that just hasn't been done because of political will, that could be done really easily to give energy that's being wasted to lower-income households. I just can't get my head around this. I really can't.
I'm agreeing with you. This is why we're bringing forward this legislation.
Who's responsible for not doing this before now? You know, I mean, it sounds like a very good idea, Christopher. Jennifer seems to agree. Why hasn't it been done before now?
I think, in fairness, you have two options. Okay, you can go down this route where you have to bring up mechanisms where you can divert the energy into homes to heat water tanks, or you have this other option, this simplistic option, that you earth the electricity, you earth the energy. They've taken the easy option. That shouldn't be happening. Air Grid who have essentially, to put it simply, they turn on and off the electricity. So who tells them to do that?
Is that their decision or is that a government decision?
Air Grid, I suppose the Air Grid would be regulated by the Commission for Regulation of Utilities. Obviously, there's a government input here as well. And that's why we're calling for this legislation that would force a strategy to be set up. I mean, I agree with you. It is a sin that this amount of electricity and energy is being wasted. It's vast amounts. It's twice the amount of demand.
I'll give you the final word in this, Jennifer.
Look, what I would really like is just for, I trust Christopher's bona fides on this, but just please go around the corner, I suppose, and talk to Minister Eamon Ryan and see if this is something that can happen. The Joint Oireachtas Committee report on energy poverty that Energy Cloud participated in, their recommendations to the committee were essentially, look, we need the SEAI to put smart meters into people's homes and also have the software to help this happen. And so it is quite simple, but I think it does need to be brought to the attention of Minister Ryan and just say, look, just get it done. I don't think we need to be going down the legislation route because, look, you know, Christopher's right. Like the reality is this legislation won't be passed before the next election.
Yes, but we're debating it now and we're talking about it on National Radio.
That is important. Absolutely.
Well, consensus has broken out in drive time. It's a rare occasion that it happens. But thank you both very much for joining us. That is Christopher O'Sullivan and Jennifer Whitmore.